Blog Talk Radio.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Beyond measure.
Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
This kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew.
I'm gonna show you how great I am. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, stole thunder in jail. I'm gonna show you how great I am. All of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you, I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Because if you're willing to go do all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. Ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do. Now, if you know what you're worth, that's why to get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hit and not point your finger saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Beyond measure.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Bet you didn't see this one coming. Good afternoon, everybody, on a Saturday. It is Cuervo on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and we're coming to you live. Sonny, unfortunately, right now is in he's a little bit busy, but you know, I decided I'm going to go ahead and kick this thing off. I apologize for anybody that's been waiting to listen to the show, to include Tarvin from Wayne Sports. I know that we were supposed to start about almost an hour ago, actually a little bit over an hour ago. But, you know, hey, it's Saturday and we all got families. So, but we're here and we're going to talk a little bit of sports. So real quick, let's get you in on some baseball scores going on right now around Major League Baseball. First of all, let's talk about a couple of debuts. Cole Hamels on the mound for his new team, Texas Rangers. And right now, he's got himself a 2-0 lead at the end of the first inning. So so now you got that going on. You've got let's see, what else we got? We got the Tigers. They are in the top of the fifth. Baltimore is on top of them, 5-2 in the top of the fifth as well. Philadelphia, who's won seven games in a row, is ahead of Atlanta, 5-2. The White Sox on top of the Yankees, 2-1. That game's in the bottom of the fourth. You got Seattle in the bottom of the third, ahead of the Twinkies, 1-0. You got Cincinnati at the end of four, ahead of Pittsburgh, 2-1. Astros Diamondbacks tied at 2. That game's in the bottom of the fourth. Nationals 2, Mets nothing in the bottom of the fourth. You've got the Padres all over the Miami Marlins, 5-0 in the top of the fifth. And everybody was criticizing the Padres for not making any moves. And you got days like today where it looks like, man, maybe they didn't need to make any moves. Colorado on top of the St. Louis Cardinals, 3-0 top four. As I mentioned, 2-0 Rangers ahead of the Giants. That game is getting ready to go into the second inning. Earlier scores from today, Kansas City gets the win over Toronto, 7-6. Ventura gets the win. He goes to 6-7. Matt Lowe takes the loss. He's now 0-2. Boston beats up on Tampa Bay, 11-7. That game was at Fenway Park earlier today. And the Dodgers, with Clayton Kershaw on the mound, they get the win 3-1. Over the Anaheim Angels, and in about 35 minutes, we've got Oakland hosting the Cleveland Indians. So that's your baseball update, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Sonny, and we're going to go and we're going to take a real quick commercial break.
Make sure you head your way on over to the Couch Potato Sports Show for all types of sports coverage, whether it be the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA. Come on over and check out the Couch Potato Sports Show. Never mind the fact that we are your nicotine patch that gets you from the Super Bowl all the way into training camp and to college football with the Indoor Football League, as the Couch Potato Sports Show is your official radio home of the Texas Revolution, as well as internet-only radio coverage of the IFL. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your IFL, Texas Revolution, and all things sports radio network. Hello, everybody. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, letting you know that the Texas Revolution Radio Home is right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Couch Potato Sports Show. We also have a game of the week that will be played here as far as the IFL is concerned on the Couch Potato Sports Show as well. We'd like to thank the Texas Revolution and the IFL for the opportunity to be bringing you these hard-hitting, fast-action games here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution and IFL radio network.
Nuke's overthrowing tonight. Don't look loose.
Anything bothering him?
He says his chakras are jammed. He's having trouble breathing out of his left eyelid. Left eyelid?
Right eyelid.
Right eyelid. Your dad too? Where's he at?
He's right behind home plate. Don't look. Don't look.
Look, he's waving. Hey, he's just your old man. He's as full of shit as anybody.
Hey, what's going on? Breathing through the wrong fucking eyelid again? No,
shut up.
Hey, did you guys hear about Jimmy and Millie?
Yeah.
They got engaged. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah? Well, wait till I tell him she's gone down in half the Carolina League.
Hey, anybody says anything bad about Millie, I break his neck.
Excuse me, guys. I got a game to pitch here.
Hey, you guys, don't tell me anything. My girlfriend put a curse on my glove.
I'll take the hex off the fucking glove. Give me the glove.
Well, then you gotta cut the head off a live rooster.
Come on, play ball!
What the hell's going on out there?
This looks like a convention. Pretty soon they're gonna call the roll.
Get your ass out there and check it out.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster. Was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Well, candlesticks always make a nice gift, and maybe you can find out where she's registered, maybe a place setting or maybe a silverware pattern. Okay, let's get to it. Here we go.
Hell of a shot. Sorry, it got wasted. Jeez. I don't know what to do with these guys. I beg, I plead, I try to be a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't... Huh?
Your kids. Scare them.
That's what I do. Yeah. Everybody in another shower! If anybody ain't in the shower in 10 seconds, gonna get fined $100! Larry!
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi,
get in
five
there.
Mississippi,
hurry it up.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi, nine Mississippi, ten Mississippi.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you? Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
How'd we ever win 8?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it?
And we are back on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Everybody's just kind of busy on a Saturday afternoon. So, you know what? If everyone's busy, I'm just going to make this short and sweet. You know, went over some baseball scores. Talk about a little bit about the NFL. We'll get into a little bit of a NFL talk. First thing that I want to cover, obviously the big news so far, at least in the past 48 hours, is the signing of Russell Wilson. $87 million. Guess what? Out of that $87 million, this is what Cindy and I always talk about: $31 million signing bonus and $60 million guaranteed. That's how you take care of your quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, a lot of, you know, the Seahawks, they got criticized there. I think they were getting, you know, a little criticized for how long it took to get this deal done. But you know what? That's why there's Seattle Seahawks. That's why they're, you know, the two-time NFC champions, because they know how to do business and they know how to not reach for certain positions and certain players, and they know what their worth is. And, you know, as much as Russell Wilson has done so far for the Seattle Seahawks, as well as he's done, you know, you don't exactly want to, you know, put all the eggs in that one basket. I mean, yes, as important as a quarterback is, you also need a defense. Those are, in my opinion, those are the two most important things when it comes to the postseason. You need a good quarterback, and you need a defense that is playing some shutdown-type football. So, but, you know, Wilson gets his money. Again, 4 years, $87.6 million. $60 million of it is guaranteed. So I don't think we're going to hear from Russell Wilson much anytime soon as far as money is concerned. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see next year what Andrew Luck's worth is going to be, how much he's going to get paid you know, once his deal is done next season. So that is the big news right now in the NFL. You know, obviously the big talk as well is the whole Tom Brady situation. And I don't know what everybody's opinion is, but, you know, personally, let's move on. I'm ready to move on. I really don't think there's much else we can talk about. You know, you can't prove that he did, you know, he did order the ball boy to take the air out, but you can't prove that he didn't either. You can't prove that he did. You can't prove that he didn't. So what's really the point in continuing to talk about this thing? If you can't prove it either way, then, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of just throw your hands up and say, you know what, it is what it is. But credit to Roger Goodell. He stuck to his word and he stuck to his gut, and he didn't reduce the suspension. He didn't add on to it either, which is fine with me, but he didn't reduce it. He didn't give in. He didn't say, well, he's Tom Brady, you know, he's Mr. NFL face and all that stuff, and, because he's not. You know, there is no such thing as the face of the NFL. So with that being said, I mean, I don't know, everybody's got their opinion on it. I think the NFL did the right thing by sticking to their word, and maybe that's the message that the NFL needs to send to the rest of the league is, look, we're not playing around no more. We're not bending the rules for anybody anymore, because I've seen a lot of that happen too. Everything from Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, to almost Tom Brady, to Greg Hardy. I mean, all these different situations, all these different suspensions and things like that. There's been a little bit of forgiving. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Well, you know what? I understand it. Maybe to an extent, there needs to be that. At the same time, though, when you're in a position of authority like Roger Goodell is, you know, you can't continue to back out of your word, because then your word becomes, you know, it becomes mashed potatoes. It doesn't mean anything. So, you know, good props to Goodell. You know, I think the best thing that he's done so far is not change the suspension of Tom Brady. And, you know, they're going to continue to move on with that whole situation. So that's what's going on. We had a trade today as well in the NFL. And let's talk about that real quick. minor trade, but it is an impact for the company. Today they trade for Eagles quarterback Brandon Boykin, and in exchange, Philadelphia is going to be getting a conditional fifth-round pick in next year's draft. So a little bit of business going on out there in the NFL. As you know, a lot of these teams going into camp now, so it's that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Sonny always talks about the nicotine patch, and you know, we can go ahead and rip that thing off now because it's NFL time, baby. Next Sunday is the first preseason game. It's the Hall of Fame game between the Vikings and the Miami Dolphins. And so with that being said, next Saturday, we're going to be watching the Hall of Fame inductions. And I'll stop there for a minute because we have an awesome class this year going into the NFL Hall of Fame. Okay, and I'm talking about, you know, one Junior Seau. I'm talking about one Tim Brown, finally. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Tim Brown. You know what? Matter of fact, before I continue, I don't want to sound like an idiot, so I'm going to double check that. I want to verify who this year's Hall of Fame inductees are. So let's look that up real quick. I just want to make sure I'm getting this correct because maybe Tim Brown's in already, and I can't remember for the life of me. So let's go ahead and we're going to find out. Let's see. So, all right. So it is Junior Seau. Yes, that's right. The Bus, Jerome Bettis. We've got Charles Haley, who's finally in. He's the only player in history to have 5 Super Bowl rings. And yes, Tim Brown, as I mentioned before, I had to double check and make sure. We got Will Shields, one of the most durable offensive linemen of the 90s, really. Mick Tinglehoff, who's one of the older inductees. Ron Wolf, who was the former GM of the Green Bay Packers. And last but not least, Bill Polian, who put together two of some of the greatest teams in NFL history and one of the better franchises. I mean, they never won a Super Bowl, but those 90 Buffalo Bills teams with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed, you know, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl, let alone win it. But when you make it 4 times in a row, that's a lot to say. And then he also took on the responsibility of turning around the Indianapolis Colts. And let's face it, in the 90s, they were the laughing stock of the NFL. And he turned them around. He made them a Super Bowl team within 5 years. Actually, more like 7 years. You know, when you draft a guy, some guy named Peyton Manning, when you draft a guy named Marvin Harrison and Dwight Freeney and all those guys that were on that Super Bowl team, I mean, man, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing when you draft guys like that, when you draft a class like that. So that is your Hall of Fame class for 2015. So like I said, next week, this time, we're going to be watching some induction speeches, and which, by the way, and this is why I mentioned about bending the rules. So Junior Seau's daughter gets to speak now. And at first they told her that she was going to speak. Then they looked the rule up and said she wasn't allowed to speak. And now, you know, they backed out on what they're saying, and they're going to allow her to speak again. And I'm happy for it. My only thing is make a decision. You know, this teeter-totter, back-and-forth type stuff, it just makes you look real unprofessional when you do that. And, you know, it's little stuff like that is why the NFL right now is in a situation where they're just making themselves look bad, man. In my opinion, I really feel like they're making themselves look bad. And, you know, it's just not a good look for the NFL. And I know they're worth billions of dollars, and everybody knows that. At the same time, though, that stuff can go away real quick. As much as people love football, you know, that stuff can go away real fast, so. You've got the NFL going on as far as the Hall of Fame, start of the preseason. Is your team ready? Who's your team? do you want to talk about them? The number is 347-215-7497. You want to talk about your team and how you think they're going to do. Give us a call and let us know. In a couple of weeks, I'll get with Sonny, but I know for a fact we're going to start breaking these divisions down like we always do every year. We're going to give you who we think is going to win the division, and then we're going to move on to the postseason, who we think is going to make it to the postseason and get obviously eventually get to Super Bowl 50. A lot of times we like to mention who our picks are for NFL MVPs, coaches of the year, rookies of the year, the whole enchilada you get with us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We give you every pick that you can possibly think of. And on top of that, we also like to do fantasy drafts live on the show as well. So we're going to get that set up. That'll probably be on a Sunday morning sometime. And then we're going to be all squared away with that. So what we'll do real quick, because I know a lot of times people like to kind of stop listening after a while, we're going to take a quick commercial. And then we're going to go ahead and we are going to see if anybody is going to be calling in. So we'll be right back.
Everybody's trouble.
And we are back on the Couch Potato Sports Show, coming to you live. I hope everybody's enjoying their weekend so far. I know I am. Let's update you on some baseball scores again. We got a couple of updates for you. So I didn't mention, but my Cubbies are up 3-1 on the Milwaukee Brewers. Anthony Rizzo with a 3-run homer. That's 4 home runs in 4 days. He's on fire. So bottom of the 6th, Orioles on top of the Tigers 5-2. We got Philadelphia pulling away from Atlanta at the end of 5. It's 7-2 now. I don't know what's going on. These Phillies have turned it around ever since the All-Star break. White Sox on top of the Yanks, 3-1. In the top of the 5th, Minnesota and Seattle are now tied at 1 apiece. 3-1 now, Cincinnati on top of Pittsburgh in the bottom of the 5th inning. 7-2 is the score between Houston and Arizona. That game is in the bottom of the 4th. In the top of the 6th, Washington on top of the Mets, 2-1. I don't believe that Yoenis Cespedes has made his debut yet. Let me check. And actually, yeah, he has. So Cespedes is in the lineup for the Mets tonight. But so far, unfortunately, he is 0-2 right now. So that game is only in the 5th inning, I believe. So it's in the 6th inning, I'm sorry. So that game right now, again, 2-1, Nats on top of the Mets. The Padres still leading against the Marlins, 5-2 now. So the Marlins come back and they've scored 2. The Rockies are leading the St. Louis Cardinals right now. That game's in the bottom of the 5th, scores 3-1. And the San Francisco Giants on top of the Texas Rangers, 3-2. Cole Hamels is still in the game. It's only in the 3rd inning. So that game is still going on. And again, we're about 15 minutes away from first pitch between the Oakland A's and the Cleveland Indians. So that is your baseball update. And earlier today, I saw something pretty interesting, and it kind of made me have a little flashback. I don't know if anybody else caught it, but there was the first exhibition game in the NBA that was called Africa between Team Africa versus the world. And, you know, I know it's just for, to give a show to the people in the South African community, things like that. But what I found really interesting was, I don't know if anybody watched it, but we had some old-timers in that game this morning. You had Hakeem Olajuwon, who's now 52 years old. But he still got the moves. He did his dream shake against one of the younger guys, and he scored a couple of points. And then you had Mr. Mutombo, Mountain Mutombo, jumped into the game. So you had a couple of older guys go in there, and I thought that was pretty cool that they did that. And but the Team Africa, unfortunately, they lose to the world. 101-97 was the final in that game, but. You know, it's not about who wins or loses. I know it's more about having a good time and really bringing a show to the people in South Africa. So I'm sure they had a lot of fun doing it, just as much as the NBA had fun bringing the game to them. So let's get back to the NFL real quick, because that's what we do best. That's what we talk about best. So I mentioned earlier that the Steelers acquired Brandon Boykin from the Eagles, in case you didn't hear that earlier. That trade went down earlier today, and it seems like the Steelers are pretty excited about that move. And why not? I mean, he's a guy that I think they could play in the nickel package for them. They could use some depth in the secondary, and it's going to be good for them. So real quick, I want to touch on something just a little bit. I don't know if Sheldon has and if I can name one for this week, mine goes to Sheldon Richardson. I think that one's pretty obvious. I think that one is everybody's dumbass of the week. This guy, let me tell you about this guy. I mean, when you have so much money and you have so much popularity and you have so much to live for, and you want to throw it away because you want to go 140 miles an hour on a bike with a 12-year-old in the car? I don't even know why he's in the league. I really don't even know why he's still in the league right now. But instead, they're going to give him a 4-game suspension. Really? He's endangering lives. He had a gun in the car. He had drugs in the car. Like, are you kidding me right now? And we're going to let this guy slide with a 4-game suspension? What a joke. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. I can't believe that that's all this guy is getting. It blows my mind that the NFL is just going so light on this dude. And you know what's funny is, not even 24 hours before that incident happened, he swore up and down. He told cameras, he told everybody, you will not hear my name in any type of allegations or any, you know, misconduct in the news. And well, that didn't last long. Didn't last long at all, because in less than 24 hours, this guy turns around and he gets in trouble again. Moron. What a moron. And you know what's crazy too is, I don't know about anyone else, I haven't heard anything from the Jets. I haven't heard a statement from them. I haven't heard an apology. I haven't heard a peep from the New York Jets. You know? You know, and well, they're actually, you know what? I take that back. The GM, Mike McCagnan, had a couple things to say. Actually, it was today. He goes, at this point in time, we'll see how it progresses. It's not about words right now. It's about actions, not actions on the football field. It's how he handles himself. Yeah, okay. He went on to say, we do worry about Sheldon in terms of the decisions he has made off the field, and that there is a degree of trust that he has broken, but we're supportive. And I don't know how you could be supportive about a guy going 140 miles an hour with a 12-year-old in the car. Oh, and by the way, he had drugs and a gun. I can't support that. I'm sorry. As good as this guy is, as much as he brings to the table for the New York Jets, production-wise, I don't see how you can support him. I really don't. But you know why they support him? Because he is a starting left tackle. If he was roster guy number 50, he'd be off the team right now. If he was the kicker, he'd be off the team right now. But he is a guy at an important position, especially in their division, where you have to deal with Tom Brady twice a year. You have to get to Ryan Tannehill twice a year. And to an extent, when E.J. Manuel is playing well, he's hard to beat too. He can make some things happen. But it's very rare that he is on his game. But when he is, it's tough to beat him. And I just think that's the only reason why he's still on this team. And I think it's... you know, it makes me wonder the priorities of these ball clubs. You know, if it was Mark Brady that inflated footballs, he'd be out of a job right now. But because his name is Tom, we're gonna look more into it. We're gonna wait 6 months to make a decision on whether he did in fact inflate that ball or not. We're gonna wait 6 months just to announce we're not going to change the suspension. We're going to wait 6 months just to look into it. Oh, and we may or may not tamper with the report that's given to us, the 200-page report. Yeah, I bet nobody heard about that. Yeah, there's rumors going around that might have happened too. Shocker, right? I know. Shocks me too. It's pretty funny how, you know, certain guys are always found innocent to an extent, or, you know, however you want to say it. is if somehow certain evidence just disappears. Like, hey, I broke my phone. Oops. After the fact, after they wanted to see it, hey, you know, I was going to give it to you, and then it fell out of my hand, and the, you know, the screen shattered, and well, all the data got erased. Oh, man. Bummer. I mean, I was trying to do the right thing. Yeah, like, we all got stupid written on our forehead. I guess that's what it is. We all got stupid on our forehead, and we're just going to believe everything you say, huh, Tom? Now, as much as I love Tom Brady, there is a certain level of, you know, where people just think that he can get away with whatever he wants, and I just don't understand it. I don't get it. So, you know, it's just funny how things kind of work out, but, you know, that's my take on the whole Brady situation, and I know we're going to hear more. Again, it's you know, it's preseason now. To me, August 1st, that's when, for me, that's when football really, really starts. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I love me some football. Sonny loves him some football. Harvin will probably join us for a little while throughout the season. And we're all going to be talking football. But, you know, it's just sad that we're not talking about actual games. Or now we're talking about actual things on the field. Dominating topics have been off the field. And it's been like that since, you know, the Super Bowl last year. It all started with that AFC Championship game. But I just really hope we can move on and we could talk about other things. And, you know, the media got what they wanted. They got their story. They got their drama. Okay? Let's talk about actual football now. That's the only thing I ask of the NFL. Let's just let it go. Goodell made his decision. He's not changing the suspension. You can appeal it all you want. Let's appeal it in a more quiet manner. That'd be nice. It'd be nice to talk about some actual games. College football's around the season, too. You want to get in your college football opinions? You want to talk a little bit about your college team and how you think they're going to fare out? Go listen to Weigh In Sports with Tarvin. He's the best show on Blog Talk Radio when it comes to that. Nobody's going to touch him. So we'll go ahead and we'll kick another break real quick. And when we come back, maybe we'll have somebody else with us. And it won't be so much of just me jibber-jabbing. So we'll be right back.
Why don't we
And we are back on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. So what I'm going to do real quick, I'm just going to go over the first week of the preseason schedule. And if anybody's not on yet, we're going to go ahead and end the program for the night. And, you know, we will try it again some other time. So, all right. So preseason opens up. Actually, it's going to be next Sunday. It's going to be the Dolphins against the Vikings, as I mentioned before. As you know, matter of fact, let me double check that real quick. It is going to be the Vikings and the Steelers. So my mistake, it's going to be the Vikings and the Steelers next Sunday, August 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be the Vikings and the Steelers from Fawcett Stadium in Canton, Ohio. So, all right, so week one, the official week one post our preseason schedule, we've got the Saints taking on the Baltimore Ravens. That game is going to be in M&T Bank Stadium. The Green Bay Packers are heading to Gillette Stadium up in Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. The Jets are traveling to Ford Field in Detroit to take on the Detroit Lions. The Miami Dolphins are coming to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Washington Redskins are going to be in Cleveland against the Browns. Dallas takes a trip to San Diego, take on the Chargers. And the so those are the Thursday games. Friday the 14th, we've got Tennessee against the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome. Carolina Panthers taking a trip up to Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo to take on the Bills. Pittsburgh's going down to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. The New York Giants will be in Cincinnati to go up against the Cincinnati Bengals. St. Louis Rams will be at the in the Black Hole to take on their Raiders. And the Denver Broncos will be up in the Link taking on the 12s and the Seattle Seahawks. So you got those games are on Friday. Next, or 2 weeks from now, Saturday the 15th, the San Francisco 49ers will be taking on the Houston Texans down in Houston. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at TCF Bank Stadium taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Kansas City will be in Arizona taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And your Sunday night matchup is going to be the Indianapolis Colts in Philadelphia going up against the Eagles. So that is your week one preseason schedule. Again, it goes from Thursday the 13th all the way through Sunday, August 16th. So again, that's week one. And what we're going to do, since nobody is on right now with me, I don't think anybody is going to be able to join us for the night. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to end it here. I appreciate anybody that listens in the archive, or if you were listening live by chance, I appreciate you listening. And it just, you know, it's Saturday. Everybody wants to be with their family. Everybody wants to be with their, you know, just spending time with family. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to end the show right now. So for the Couch Potato, for everyone over at Wayne Sports, for the NBB Media family, this is Cuervo, everybody. Have yourself a good night.